There was a gentleman that gave a CD to a man in his neighborhood, and he told him, he said, you know, you need to listen to this CD. And he looked at it, and Thurman Scrivener, he said, I ain't never heard of him. Who is he? He said, well, just listen to it. So he said he brought it home, said, I brought it home, I throwed it on the shelf, and said, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks or something went by, and one day I thought, nah, I'll flip that thing in, I'll listen to a few minutes of that and see what that's all about. He said, I put that thing in, and he said, I was awestruck at what I heard. He said, I listened to that thing all the way through. So when I got through, I tucked that thing out of the CD player. When I got in my car and I drove down to this man's house, they gave it to me, and I knocked on the door with this in my hand. He said, he stepped out, and he said, not bad, huh? And he said, I looked at him and said, where can I find this guy? He said, I have never heard anything like this man in my life. And so he told him he could call the number on there. So he did. And he came up that afternoon at about 6 or 7 o'clock. And he stayed with me till after 1 o'clock in the morning. And he finally said, I know I've got to go home, but I told my wife when I got off work this afternoon I was going to come by. This guy's about 42 years old. He said, I am in church. I go to church. I love God. I study the Word of God. But I said, I didn't know there was a man alive today that walked where you walk. He said, I just didn't know that nobody got answers to prayer like you do. But he said, I want to be one of those men. You know, like you said, you either whet their appetite and they want what you got, or they think, this guy's a nut.
Yeah.
And, of course, then I can tell the story about Terry's friend, you know, that listened to the CD and called Terry. And Terry said she was screaming in her ear. And Terry said, I got the phone way out here. She said, this guy, Thurman Scrivener, is an idiot. He's an idiot. He's crazy. He just said, I have to obey my husband on this thing. He said, you know, he's got this wrong. It's children obey your parents. It's not wives obey your husband.
She didn't know Titus chapter 2.
She didn't. There's a whole lot she didn't know, wasn't there? There was not a whole lot of things she didn't know. But, you know, it's amazing what we don't know, isn't it, Terry? It is amazing what we don't know in this book. So anyway, praise the Lord that you're here tonight. We're going to have another little Bible study. We're going to talk about, in fact, I think I'm going to talk a little bit about Colossians tonight. That is one of my favorite books. You know, that's such a powerful, powerful book. But all the whole Bible's like that, you know. It just depends on where you hang your anchor at the given time. I start reading, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for your word. Thank you and praise you for all the beautiful things that you do for us. Thank you for the Word of God that you've given to us. And I thank you, Lord, for making this book, your owner's manual, so real to us, knowing that this new covenant you've given to us, your children, if we'll just do what you say, just obey you, you have literally given us promises under the new covenant that there is no limitations to what you will do for us. And Father, we thank you for those, because there's times in our lives when we need those. And I want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And in Colossians chapter 1, we just start out with verse 1. This letter is from Paul, chosen by God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. It is written to God's holy people in the city of Colossae. Well, of course, it's written to all of us, and all of us that are the children of God. If you're a believer in Jesus, this is written to you, who are faithful brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. May God our Father give you grace and peace. And then he says in this prayer that he starts in verse 2, Paul's thanksgiving and his prayer. Now, all these things are written in God's Word as examples for us. We are supposed to take the Word of God, and everything is here. The reason that the Lord put all this together, these are examples of situations and things that happened, and writings that he tells us what we're supposed to do. And sometimes, you know, if you were like I was, most of my life as a Christian, I would read these wonderful stories and things about the Bible, and I think, gee, isn't that wonderful that all those wonderful promises were for those people back there? I didn't realize they was for me today. Or the exhortations or whatever it is, you know, when he would say, well, don't sin. I said, gee, you know, that's something. I'd hate to live back there when he's demanding those people not to sin, because there ain't no way I can go through the day without sinning. But I found out that was for me, too. And so now then it raised the bar, you know. And, of course, when I first started out as a Christian, I mean, the bar was only this high. And it's real easy to jump up on that little bar. But now then I've learned the bar, I have to have a pole vault, you know, to get up, even get close to the top of that, don't we, Frank? It's pretty high, isn't it? But we can reach it, can't we? Yes, we can. But Paul starts out here. He said, we always pray for you. Well, that definitely wasn't me as a young Christian. You know, I didn't pray for nobody. You know, I mean, if I prayed at all, in fact, I can remember going to a Sunday school class hoping, I hope that teacher don't ask me to pray today, you know, because I didn't know how to pray. I didn't have any idea what praying was, and that it was just communicating with the Lord. I just didn't know. You know, you all start out, got to work out your own salvation somehow. He says, we always pray for you, and we give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard that you trust in Christ Jesus and that you love all of God's people. Well, these people, they're getting it together. They're supposed to love all of God's people. Now then, some of God's people are easy to love. And some of God's people is not too easy to love. You know, but he didn't draw a line there, did he? You know, I mean, you got to love all of us, you know. Whether you're easy to love or not easy to love, God demands that we love all of his people. You do this because you're looking forward to the joys of heaven. I love because I'm looking forward to the joys of heaven. Well, you know, I read that and I think, well, you know, yeah, maybe I am looking forward to the joys of heaven. You know, when we all get to heaven, you know, we've sang that song, haven't we? When we all get to heaven, you know, wow, what a great day that's going to be and all that kind of stuff. But I've come to realize that those promises and all those things can be mine right now. Right, I don't have to wait, do I, Terry? That's the good part. But I had no idea that these things were all mine right now. But we do this because we're looking forward to the joys of heaven. Well, the joys of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, where is the kingdom of heaven? It's in us. That's right. Right now, it's in us. And so we should have joy every day because we're living in the kingdom of heaven on earth. As sons and daughters of God, we ought to have a blessed life. You know, I mean, we ought to have the resources there where we can call on when we're out there in the workforce doing things and we don't know how to do something. We say, hey, Lord, here I come again. I got to have a little wisdom. And we shouldn't do it ashamedly or nothing. You know, in fact, I got tickled. One time I had done a job up in Minneapolis, and this job was going to take weeks, a contractor said. And I had prayed, and my boss sent me up here and said, Thurman, it's absolutely not possible to get this job in the length of time. These guys, contractors, want 6 weeks to do this job. And he said, that's absolutely not acceptable. So he said, go up there and see what you can do about getting it done in a much shorter period of time. So, okay, so I pray. First thing I do about everything, you know, is I pray. And I go up there, and I take my notepad and I start walking around the place looking at this massive project that they want to do. They want 6 weeks to do. And by the end of the day, I've got it figured out. The thoughts just come to your mind. So when a thought comes to your mind, if you're a son of God, that's coming from the Holy Ghost. So you write that down. And so by the end of the day, I looked over my list and I thought, gee, I know how to do that job in 3 days. 3 days. And so I had told the contractor, I said, I want to have a meeting with you. And I want to call all the subs in, and I want to talk to them. I want to see, you know, how much they can shorten this job. And so we got them in there, and they said, so you want to shorten this? I said, yes, significantly, the 6 weeks. We just can't live with this. And he said, okay, We'll go out and we'll talk about this, and we'll come back here tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, and we'll talk about this again, and we'll tell you how short we can do it. I said, okay. So I said, would you like any suggestions? No, it's okay. We'll figure it out. Okay. So see, now these men are not tied into the same source that I'm tied into. They may be some of them Christians, but they don't know how to tap into the resources. So anyway, they go out, and next afternoon I meet with them again. They said, well, we figured out this 6 weeks job we can get done in 4 weeks if we do this and this and this and so on and so forth. And what do you think about that? I said, that's not even close, guys. Well, what do you want? I said, 3 days. And they laughed at me, so there ain't nobody can do that massive project in 3 days. I said, I'll tell you how to do it. And you know what they said? We're not interested. We're not interested. I said, you mean you won't even let me tell you how to do it? No, there ain't no human being can do that job in 3 days. I said, guys, I guarantee you I know how to do it in 3 days. And the general, he said, okay, you know how to do it in 3 days. You do it. I said, okay, I will. But I said, I want 4 weeks back on the contract. You know, I'm not going to pay you guys to do the job if I do it. He said, you're convinced you can do it. I said, I know I can do it. I asked the King of the universe how to do this, Jesus Christ, and he showed me. That really throws them off base then. So anyway, he said, well, okay, you do it. So I went and called the executive VP in Washington. I said, you know, they said 4 weeks is the shortest period of time they can do it. But I said, I asked the Lord how to do it, and he showed me how to do it in 3 days. And he said, Thurman, I never forget what he said. Those guys are professionals, you know, and they can't do it in 4 weeks, and you think you and your guys are going to do it in 3 days? I said, well, first of all, I don't appreciate that statement you made. I said, I consider myself to be a professional, highly trained and highly skilled in what I do, and I have something that they don't have. I have the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I said, he lives in me, and I asked him how to do this job, and he told me. And I said, so we can do it in 3 days. And he said, Thurman, I don't want you to make a fool out of yourself. I said, don't worry. Jesus has never made me make a fool out of myself. I'm his son. He don't do things like that to me.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.